When the internet was first born, older generations could never imagine it to become as ubiquitous as it is today. And now it seems we are transitioning into a new chapter of a new world. Metaverse. Have you entered it yet? I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's a brand new week. It's Monday. It's November 15th, 2021. That was B.I. with Cosmos starting us off for this world. I mean, this show. We're talking about worlds, that's why. Yeah, Metaverse. It's kind of the new next thing. It's not even next, really. It's kind of like on the doorstep, sort of like half in already, right? Well, have you ever played like a fun video game and thought, oh, I wish I could just live in this world. I wish I could just be my avatar. Or I wish I could have Paul Kim right in my living room singing just for me. Or I wish I was young forever. Well, these thoughts, for the longest time, had never really been anything but just fun daydreams, right? To distract ourselves from the reality that we actually live in. Until now, that is, because enter Metaverse. It's all anyone with an interest in technology, gaming, or social media has been talking about lately. Metaverse, to put it simply, it's the internet, right? But in 3D and augmented reality, where we can create our own avatars, our own world, even relationships. It's basically the internet and beyond. In a decade or so, all of our daydreams just may come true with this technology. Like, for example, dancing with BTS, having lunch with BTS. It might be possible in another universe. We're talking metaverse. For me, it's very abstract a little bit. It's kind of hard to wrap my mind around this. It's like, you know, an all-encompassing universe where reality meets internet and augmented reality. It's just very unfathomable, but at the same time, I get it. Do you guys know what I mean? It's so unfathomable because it feels too futuristic, but we're kind of already there, so you get how it would be pieced together, right? I don't know. It's very fun to think about. It's a little bit scary. I get scared sometimes when technology becomes too, I don't know, sci-fi movie-esque. But I guess that's kind of how any major change feels. It's scary at first, right? Even the internet, people were like, the internet, there are dangers in the internet, you know, like don't be on there too long. Or even TV, remember? Oh, you watch too much TV, your eyes go bad. You may go blind. No, just my parents. Well, what do you guys think though? Yes to the metaverse? Yes to the future? Or are you like, nah, take me back to, I don't know, what's an appropriate time? Like 1920s, that's too early, right? I think most of us would agree that we prefer now to 1920s, but maybe like 2010s. How's that? Where we still have the internet, but it's still like sort of detached. Which world do you guys prefer? Anyway, literally tell us what you prefer, because that's going to be our Y2C question later on this week. So we need your responses now. You can go put those up at KBS K-pop. Let's listen to 10cm or 10 centimeter with 어제 너는 나를 버렸어. Yesterday, you left me. 어제 너는 나를 버렸어. 나는 아무 변명하지 못하고 얌전하게 집에 돌아와. That was 10cm, 10 centimeter with 어제 너는 나를 버렸어. Yesterday, you left me. You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio on this Monday. It's November 15th, 2021. You guys only have a month and a half now to get all your 2021 ducks in a row. And then we're off into 2022, Year of the Tiger. I'm so excited. I've been waiting 12 years for this. I think it's going to be a good year. It's my year, according to the animal zodiac, right? Anyway, let me tell you how you can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and podcast or whatever podcast app. Leave us your feedback. You can give us your song requests, answer our weekly Your Two Cents question that I talked about in our opening today. You can do all of that on our Gram account. Just go to the handle at KBS K-pop. You can find that there. You can also check out our homepage, world.kbs.co.kr. We have a little bit of Stacy for you up next, ASAP. Then following that, we have Pentagon with Cerberus. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. 6 months ago, Maribel Sotelo and her family, this was in Lima, Peru, they bought a cute puppy for the equivalent of just $13. It said, a Siberian husky puppy. That was according to the vendor. Excited! Once they arrived at home, they decided to name their little dog Run Run. Little did they know, however, that in reality, they had just let a fox into the hen house, quite literally. The family pet initially was happy with dog food, would play happily with other dogs in the neighborhood, and even barked like a puppy. But as it grew, signs emerged that something wasn't quite right. Run Run's features included thin legs, a bushy tail, a pointed head, and very prominent ears. Didn't really look like a Siberian husky. Then this past May, when Run Run was not just even 3 months old, it ran away from home. Neighbors soon complained that Sotelo's dog was chasing neighborhood chickens, ducks, and small animals to kill or eat them, which obviously provoked a lot of shock and anger. Run Run, the owner Sotelo had said, a lady told us that it had eaten three large guinea pigs. Of course, Sotelo had to end up paying for the dead animals to this particular owner. This is when the family realized, okay, you know, this is not right. Run Run's not a dog. Oh my goodness, Run Run's a fox, an Andean fox. Apparently, cases like this aren't that uncommon. In Lima, wild animals are captured at a very young age to be traded, while their parents are killed by illegal traffickers. This illegal trade in animals is a crime in Peru and carries penalties of between 3 and 5 years in prison. Run Run was captured by wildlife authorities last week, taken to the zoo to be examined and cared for until he's ready to be released into a suitable habitat. This is why the baby phase is so dangerous. You get attached to anything when it's a baby. Anything is cute when it's a baby. You know, you could take the ugliest animal in the world, but when it's a baby, it's adorable. It's just like humans. I believe that God or the gods or the universe, whatever you believe in, made us babies for a reason. It's to trick people into attaching themselves to you so that you are ensured that somebody will take responsibility for you and love you. Because it's hard to say no to a baby. I hear that parents, when they get mad at their children, when they're all grown up or going through puberty, they take out the baby pictures and they sort of just chant to themselves, brainwash themselves. No, no, no. You love them. Look how cute they were. They were so adorable. They're pure. They're innocent. I love them. Sotelo as a puppy or as a baby was okay, but yeah, If you get bigger, that's going to be a problem. Let's listen to 볼빨간 사춘기, 볼4 with 나비 효과, butterfly effect. Then following that, we have Lee Young-ji featuring Jay Park, 낮, 밤, day and night. What the?
K-pop.
Welcome to our Monday segment, What the K-pop? We pick out a phrase from a K-pop song and we learn some Korean through it, all with the help of our writer, Harim, who has joined me in the studio. Hi, Harim.
Hello, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
We are halfway through November.
Already, huh?
Winter is coming.
Oh, no! To quote Game of Thrones.
Yes. Do you like winter?
No.
Oh.
No.
Right.
It's too long. It's cold.
It's so long. It's like 6 months long.
It really is now. Like, no exaggeration. Because last year, I think we had snow in October. Mm-hmm. And then I think we had snow in, like, April. Mm-hmm. So what is that? 11, 12,
oh,
1,
yeah.
2, 3, 4. Yeah, literally 6 months.
Yeah, the weather is, like, cuckoo lately. And, you know, this year, too, fall lasted pretty long. And
yeah.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. So, everyone, I know we got to find the joys in every season. But yeah. I am a little bit bummed that we're entering winter soon.
Well, let's try to find
yes.
something joyful
okay,
in winter.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing to do in winter, at least?
In the winter?
Yeah.
I do love the winter food. Everything tastes better in the winter.
Oh,
don't you think?
That's probably because our bodies are trying to, like,
store
their fat.
Yeah. And, like you know, when it's too hot, you can't be bothered to eat. Like,
right.
In the summer times, it's all about ice creams.
Yeah.
And maybe even salads, fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in the winter, it's all about, like, hearty cooks or soups
yeah.
and noodles.
Lots of salt and
yeah.
lots of carbs.
Yes.
Yeah. So your favorite thing is to eat.
The food, yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the winter?
For me, I mean, like, it definitely changed from when I was a child.
Mm.
Like, I used to be a very active child, although not a lot of people believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I used to love skiing, skating, like, just
oh.
being outside. But now that I'm an adult who's become much more of an indoor lover
mm-hmm.
or a couch potato,
uh-huh.
my favorite thing to do is, like we talked about last week, like
uh-huh.
holiday music everywhere.
Nice.
Or drinking hot cocoa while watching holiday movies.
Holiday movies
it's
are the
all
best.
About holidays.
Yeah, see, I forget who mentioned it first. I think it might have been Peter. He was saying that we're a lot more forgiving towards holiday movies,
mm-hmm.
even though they're cheesy and we can spot the ending coming from a
You're
mile
right.
away. If it's a holiday movie, we're okay with it.
That's so true. Because if you think about it, like, none of the holiday movies are like, oh my God, that movie changed my life.
No,
like, you know?
Everything's predictable, but we love it anyway. We get all mushy and,
yeah,
you know.
It's the holiday spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now I wish I brought a holiday song.
Well, not yet. We still have December.
Yeah, not just yet.
What song are we listening to today?
For today, let's listen to CLC's Ania.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't listened to a CLC song in a very long time.
I know, it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I brought them today.
Good job finding
okay.
that again.
And for our dialogue, let's go back to our school days.
Okay.
I'm a really shy girl, and
okay.
I have a giant crush on
Ooh.
You. So I'm, like, attempting to confess to you.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. I haven't had that in a while.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, hey. It's Harim, right? From science class. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, you know my name? I'm all right. Well, what you up to?
I'm just on my way to math class.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Nice weather today, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, cool. All right, well, I'll see you later.
Oh, no, wait.
Oh.
Is
there something you wanted to talk about or say?
Anya.
Huh? But you just said, wait, you sure? It seems like you want to talk.
Anya.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know I'm being weird. I'm weird, right?
No, 아니야. No, you're not. You're not.
Well, okay. Well, it's just I want to say that I've been watching you for a while, and Anya, I'll see you later. Oh. Bye. Have you ever confessed to your crush back in middle school or high school days?
Not middle school. It took me a while to actually get courageous enough to confess first.
Have you?
Maybe college.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What about you? When was your first 고백 or confession?
Actually, I think I did it back in middle school.
Oh, like, did you?
To one of the oppas in church, you know, the most dangerous species, 교회
yeah,
oppa.
Yeah, because they all packaged as nice boys.
Right.
But nobody's a nice boy at that age.
That's exactly what happened. But yeah, I guess I did that. That's kind of hard to believe.
Did he like you back?
In the beginning, no. But then later on, he was like, oh. But like, he like said this thing to make me like, oh, you know, but it wasn't at all. Like what he said was like, oh yeah, so when you first told me that you liked me, like I didn't feel a thing. But now I think you're cute.
What? Bring him over here. Let me smack some sense into this guy.
Boys are dumb.
This is so funny because we were talking about something related to like a guy or a girl saying that they like somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Parker, who is 5 years old, chimes in from the back seat and he's like, oh, so she 고백ed. And I was like, how do you know what that is? And he's like, oh, somebody did that to me. I'm like, you got a 고백 already? He got his first 고백 already. He's five.
Oh, my.
A girl came up to him and said she wanted to talk to him. She pulled him over and she says that she's going to marry him.
She pulled him over.
Yeah, and she said, I'm going to marry you.
You know, women nowadays, they're very...
Go get them, right? After he told me that story, I told him, over my dead body.
What did he say to her?
He said he smiled.
Oh, yeah. So sweet. He didn't say like, okay, like yes or no, or like...
He got shy. He didn't fully answer, but to me, he just said, I don't know, he kind of brushed it off, but... The kids are starting early these days.
Yeah, it's very early. I wonder what she was thinking, though. Like, what are they going to do? Like, hold hands? And
well, all I know is that she's the tallest girl in his class, and he's the tallest boy, so their offspring would be very, very tall.
That's so cute!
Anyway, let's take it line by line.
Okay.
너 자꾸 그렇게 나를 부르지 마요.
Stop calling me that.
아니, 아니야. 아니, 아니야.
No.
지금 생각하는 그림.
Whatever you're thinking right now.
뒤돌아보라고 그렇게 하지 말아요.
Don't tell me to look back.
아니, 아니야. 아니, 아니야.
No. Have you seen, you know, the film Get Out?
Yes.
And there's a woman that says, no.
I don't remember.
No. She's the maid.
Oh, that's right. The scary one. Right. Soulless eyes.
She's like smiling, yes. But crying.
Oh, okay. So this expression, 아니야, in case mm-hmm. our listeners haven't pieced it together.
Mm-hmm. So 아니야, it means literally no, or it could also mean never mind, like we use in our dialogue.
Yes. Yeah. So like you, how you kept losing the courage to fulfill your confession mid-sentence.
Right. I was about to like say stuff and then I'll stop myself. I'd be like, oh, Anya.
Anya,
no, never mind. How do you feel about people doing that?
I hate that so much.
So do you, like, when that happens, do you keep asking till you get it out of them?
Yes.
Or do you just leave it?
No, I keep asking. I hate not knowing.
I know. It's like, say it.
Exactly.
Or just not say anything at all.
Because if you had, like, the courage to sort of bring it up halfway, right. Clearly I'm involved.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And clearly they did it because they want to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. All right. So it means never mind or no, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some examples of the usages then let's do never mind first.
Yeah. I think I use it the most when someone like offers me some help. I know this is not that great of a habit, but like I don't like to ask other people for favors.
Uh-huh.
Or like I don't like being offered help because
yeah.
not that I don't like it, but then I just, you know, try.
You feel
try.
Bad or yeah. whatever it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when they're like, oh, do you want me to help? I'll just be like, oh, 아니야, 아니야, 아니야. No, never mind. Like, you don't have to.
아니야, 아니야.
아니야, 아니야. 괜찮아. I'm okay.
I think this is a sort of a scene that we see often here in Korea at a restaurant after a party eats.
Exactly.
The cashier.
At the cashier.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'll pay for this one. And then the other person's like, 아니야, 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 아니야.
아니야, 아니야, 아니야.
Yeah, I'll pay. And then they're like, 아니야, 아니야, 아니야. It's too pricey. So it's just an 아니야 party.
Each trying to pay for each other.
Right.
What about the polite version?
Well, so this may not be as easy as our like other phrases because mm-hmm. we don't just add 요 at the end and then it works. Mm-hmm. But polite version number one is 아니에요. Mm-hmm. And number two is the one that you would use in professional settings. 아닙니다.
아닙니다.
Yeah. 아니에요. Oh, 아닙니다.
Yeah. We actually do use this a lot like, oh, Thank you so much for your help. Oh, 아닙니다. Like, no problem,
yeah,
right?
No problem. Never mind. And to your boss, too, like, I don't think you would say 아닙니다 as a never mind to your boss, but maybe when you just want to say no.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Or is this too much trouble for you? Yeah. Oh, no, 아닙니다.
Right,
it's
아닙니다.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's all good.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right, so 아니야 taught to us by not just Harim, but CLC.
Yes.
Polite version was 아니에요 mm-hmm. or 아닙니다.
Yes.
All right, sounds good, honey. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for that.
아니에요.
We'll send you out by listening to the full version of the song. We'll see you next week.
Okay, see you.
This is CLC, 아니야, no, O-O. In case you missed it, you guys, who was I talking to about this? Tiara, one of the iconic K-pop girl groups. Tiara just made their long-awaited comeback today with their new album, Re-Tiara. This title track, it's called Tiki-Taka. Their last release was back in 2018 with What's My Name, and they officially went on hiatus after they left their longtime label, MBK Entertainment. But this is their first comeback now. Oh, it's been 4 years, you guys. For this comeback album, we have members Cutie, Jiyeon, Eunjung, and Hyomin. They got together to collaborate with some hit songmakers, same songmakers that worked on Tiara's 거짓말 or Lie and Day by Day. So I think we can expect good things from them. Super excited for that. Also, EXO's Kai is making a comeback. It's been a year since Kai's first solo debut song. And he's set to make a comeback later this month. The album is going to be called Peaches. It's set for a drop on November 30th, 6 p.m. to be exact. We're wondering, though, because when you hear Peaches, you do think Justin Bieber's song Peaches, right? So I'm wondering. Because it's not the season for Peaches. When is Peaches season? I don't even know. Yeah, but anyway, that'll be interesting. In case you guys are missing a little bit of the Tiara and Kai and cannot wait until the official drop, here is some of their older stuff. Tiara with 거짓말. Lie. Following that, we have Kai's We're back after having listened to Kai's and then before that, Tiara's 거짓말 lie. What do you guys think the comeback songs are going to sound like? Similar to those styles or something completely different? Well, we shall find out this month. Well, it is Monday, which means you still have time to get in your responses for our weekly interactive segments. We have one on Wednesday and on Thursday. Go ahead and put up your song requests and messages for our Wednesday one under the most recent requests and responses post. You can also answer the weekly question or your 2 cents question by just commenting on the most recent your 2 cents post. Both can be found on our Gram account at KBS K-pop. Let's get to a song by Swan and Paul Kim. This is 잘 있니? Not fine. 겁이 많아서일까? 생각이 많아서일까? down to our final track already for our Monday edition of K-Pop Connection. How do you guys feel about a little bit of Hwang Ji-yeol to take us out? 끝이라고 말할 것 같았어. Too late. Well, it is the good of our show, or the end. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.